Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling something really central for businesses. How do they actually connect with the right people?
Exactly. How do they stop, wasting ad spend on people who just aren't interested?
Right. And we're going to unpack some pretty smart tools that help them be way more precise, which hopefully means fewer ads you don't care about and, well, better results for the businesses.
Mm-hmm. And our jumping off point for this is Clark Mago's piece, Customer Match. Target your audience effectively. It gives a good angle on data-driven marketing success.
Okay, so maybe just briefly first, what are these tools? Customer Match, that's using existing customer data, right?
Yeah.
Like emails?
Yeah, emails, phone numbers, stuff you've already shared. You upload that to Google Ads, and then you can target those specific people on Google's platforms.
Got it. And the other one, similar audiences.
That's about finding new people. It was basically looks at your best existing customers, say, from a customer match list, and finds other users who share similar traits.
Okay. So the mission for you listening is to get a handle on these concepts. See how they let businesses be, well, more personal and efficient.
Let's do it.
All right. Customer match first. You said it's about using data they already have.
Yeah.
So a business takes its list.
Right. Their customer list could be email addresses, phone numbers, information you probably gave them when you got something or signed up for a newsletter, maybe.
And they upload this list to Google Ads securely, I assume.
Oh, absolutely securely. That's crucial. Google has systems to handle this privately. It's not like the business just gets a free-for-all with your info.
Okay. And it's not just emails and phone numbers you mentioned.
No, it can be richer. Like who actually bought stuff in the past, who visits their website often, people who use their app, email subscribers. It's all based on that pre-existing relationship.
So the business has this list in Google Ads. What happens then? How do they actually reach me with an ad using this?
Well, Google does the matching part. It takes the info the business uploaded, hashed anonymized info, importantly, and sees if it matches users logged into Google accounts.
Hashed? So like coded so it's not readable?
Exactly. It protects your privacy. Google identifies patterns without actually telling the business, hey, this specific email address did this. Once there's a match, then the business can show tailored ads.
And where would I see these ads?
Across Google's network. So maybe in search results if you're looking for something related.
Mm-hmm.
Or on YouTube while you're watching videos. Also the display network that's like tons of websites and apps. Even sometimes in Gmail.
Okay, let's make that real. Say I bought running shoes online a few months back.
Right.
That shoe company, using Customer Match, could maybe show me an ad for, I don't know, running socks when I'm watching race highlights on YouTube.
Precisely. Or maybe an ad for their new shoe model when you search Google for marathon training tips. It's about re-engaging you based on what they already know.
Makes sense. And for the business, the win is reconnecting with past buyers.
Yeah, that's a big one. It's usually easier to sell again to someone who already knows you. Plus, they can show offers for things you might actually want, which helps build, loyalty.
And it creates a more consistent feel, right?
Yeah.
If I see the same brand message on YouTube and then maybe in my Gmail, Mago mentions that cross-channel consistency.
Definitely. It feels less random, more joined up from your perspective.
Yeah.
Now, Mago also digs into some best practices here, things businesses should do to make this work well, and importantly, make the ads you see actually useful.
Like what?
Well, a big one is segmentation. Basically, not treating all customers the same.
Ah, so dividing the list up.
Exactly. Based on things like what you've bought, maybe what interest you've shown, how often you buy, stuff like that.
So going back to my running shoes, they wouldn't just send a generic shoe ad. They might send one specifically about trail running shoes if that's what I bought before.
That's the idea. Much more tailored.
Yeah.
It makes the ad copy, the actual message in the ad, way more compelling because it speaks to your specific potential interest.
That feels less like noise and more like, well, maybe helpful information.
Right. And Mago also stresses tracking and analysis.
Mm.
Businesses need to constantly see what's working, what's not, and tweak things to improve.
Okay, makes sense. And the elephant in the room, privacy.
Absolutely critical.
Hmm.
Mago emphasizes this. Businesses have to follow the rules, the data privacy regulations. And ideally, have your clear consent to use your data this way in the first place.
Okay, super important. So that's customer match, using what you know. What about finding new people with similar audiences?
Right, shifting gears a bit. This is about expansion. Finding folks who look like your existing customers, even if they've never heard of the business before.
How does that work? How do they find these lookalikes?
So the business gives Google what's called a seed audience.
A seed.
Yeah, like the starting point. And often, a really good seed audience is one of their customer match lists, maybe their most loyal customers or people who spend the most.
Okay, so they start with a list of their known good customers. Then what?
Then Google's tech takes over. It analyzes that seed list again, anonymized characteristics, behaviors, interests, that kind of thing. It looks for common patterns within that group.
And based on those patterns, it finds other Google users who act similarly online.
You got it. It identifies other users out there who show similar online behaviors and characteristics and groups them into a new, similar audience. The business can then target that audience with ads.
Huh. So the benefit for the business is reaching new people who are, like, pre-qualified to be interested.
Pretty much. It makes their advertising potentially much more efficient. They're not just shouting into the void.
Mm-mm.
They're targeting people who resemble customers they already know respond well.
And Mego mentions it can even uncover new types of customers they didn't expect.
Yeah, that's a really interesting aspect. Sometimes the patterns Google finds highlight audiences the business hadn't even considered before.
Okay, are there best practices for this too? Making similar audiences work well?
Definitely. And it starts, unsurprisingly, with that seed audience.
Garbage in, garbage out, basically.
Kind of, yeah. The higher the quality of that initial list, the more it represents their ideal customer, the better the similar audience will be.
Yeah.
Mego suggests a minimum size, maybe around 1,000 users, to give Google enough data to work with.
So the quality of that first list really matters for the ads I might see as a potential new customer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It directly impacts relevance. Another key thing Mego mentions is refining the targeting further.
Yeah, so.
You don't just have to target the raw similar audience.
Yeah.
You can layer on other filters, like specific demographics, age, location, or particular interests.
Ah, so you take the similar group and then narrow it down even more.
Exactly. Makes it even more precise. Which, again, hopefully means the ads are more relevant if you happen to be in that audience.
And what about the size of this similar group?
Good point. Mego talks about testing audience sizes. Businesses can tell Google, roughly, how broad or narrow they want that similarity match to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like a very close match versus a slightly looser, larger audience. They need to experiment to see what works best.
Okay, so we've got a customer match for the people you know, similar audiences for finding new lookalikes. Mego really seems to think the magic happens when you use them together.
Yeah, he positions them as a powerful duo. It creates a more holistic strategy.
How does that play out? Give me an example.
Okay, so you could use Customer Match to retarget people who bought from you 6 months ago, maybe with a We Miss You offer.
Right.
And at the same time, you could use a similar audience built from your best recent customers to find brand new prospects who look just like them.
Ah, I see. So you're kind of nurturing the old relationships and prospecting for new similar ones simultaneously.
Exactly. You cover both bases. And importantly, by analyzing the results from both types of campaigns, businesses learn a ton about what messages work, which customer types are most responsive. It helps them refine everything.
Leading to, ideally, better experiences for us, the consumers.
That sounds cool.
Mego then gets into some, like, more advanced tactics. He mentions customer lifetime value, or CLTV. What's that about in this context?
Well, it's recognizing that some customers are just, frankly, more valuable to a business over the long haul than others.
People who buy often or spend more.
Yeah, or stick around for years.
Well.
High CLTV. So businesses might segment their customer match lists based on this.
Meaning,
if you're identified as a high-value customer, you might get put into a special segment that receives, say, exclusive early access to sales or maybe loyalty discounts. It's about treating your best customers. How best.
Okay, that makes sense. Rewarding loyalty. He also touches on omni-channel marketing.
Right. This is about making the brand experience feel consistent for you, no matter where you interact with the company.
So not just online ads.
Exactly. The insights from customer match data could influence the emails you get, the posts you see from them on social media, maybe even how a customer service agent talks to you if they know your purchase history. It's about connecting the dots.
Trying to make it all feel seamless.
Mm-hmm. Then there's this idea of a lookalike funnel. Sounds a bit technical.
It does, but the concept is pretty neat. Instead of just one similar audience.
You could create several.
Yeah, layered ones. Maybe one that's a very close match to your seed audience, like, say, the top 1% most similar people. Another that's maybe the top 5%, a bit broader. And maybe another at 10%.
Ah, so different levels of similarity. Why? It lets you tailor your message. People in that tight 1% group might be ready for a direct sales pitch because they're so similar to your best customers.
whereas the blotter groups
might need more introductory content first, like building awareness before going for the hard sell. It matches the message to how close that potential customer seems to be to your ideal profile.
Clever. And throughout all this advanced stuff, Mego keeps coming back to
privacy and compliance. Yep, it's the foundation. All these strategies, however smart, have to be done ethically and legally, respecting user data and consent.
Absolutely non-negotiable. Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. Key takeaways.
Well, Customer Match is really about businesses deepening relationships with people they already know, using data they have to make ads and offers more personal and relevant.
And hopefully more useful for you, the listener.
Right. And in similar audiences is their tool for smart growth, finding new potential customers who share traits with their existing good ones. It's about efficiency and discovery.
And using them together gives a really robust approach. Nurture and expand.
Exactly. And for everyone listening, understanding this stuff helps make sense of the advertising you see online. You start to see why you might be getting certain ads.
Yeah, it shows how businesses are trying, at least, to be less wasteful and more, well, customer-focused in how they reach out.
Hopefully leading to better experiences overall.
It definitely leaves us thinking, though, about that ongoing balance, doesn't it? Mm. Between getting really personalized, helpful ads, and, you know, our privacy in this digital world.
Mm-hmm. As these tools get even smarter, that conversation is only going to become more important. What does it mean for us? How do businesses navigate that connection responsibly?
A lot to think about. Well, thanks for taking this deep dive with us today.